Hey everybody, it's your girl Aramoix Rose, and we are in the Goddess Lounge. It is a beautiful Tuesday here in Detroit, Michigan. All is well, and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. Had a little hiccup yesterday, but bad moment out of bad life. Everything is as it should be, and there are no mistakes, only lessons that leads to blessings. So we're gonna keep it pushing. Okay, first and foremost, if you are not following me on Instagram or Twitter, please be sure to do so. Those are the social media platforms I utilize to communicate. I don't like calling people fans. I think honestly it's a little disrespectful, just my personal opinion. But I will say these are my groups of professional encouragers, people who believe in me, people who desire change, people who want to thrive, It's an encouraging circle, and if you want to be a part of that, that is how you can most definitely engage with me. Also, those of you inquiring about readings, when you go to Instagram at the Goddess Lounge podcast, you go to the highlights, and right there you will see readings. Sorry, I got distracted for a second. You go to the highlights, it will give you instructions on how to book a reading with me and what the payment process is, and also just everything that needs to be done. Anything that requires further instruction, I will communicate with you directly. Outside of that, it's pretty easy peasy, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to go ahead and we're going to get started with this episode. I kind of don't want to give this episode a title because there's so many messages I woke up having today. I don't even honestly know where to begin, but we're going to start somewhere. Okay, so we're just going to address what needs to be addressed. You know what I'm saying? So here we are. First and foremost, I want to talk about wanting more for less. Wanting more for less, okay? The thing about life is there's a big if in the middle of it. And when I look at life, I realize that life has a plethora of possibilities. There's no limit. You get what I'm saying? Yes, we have a beginning date, we have an end date, but there's still no limit on how far we can go while we're still here. A lot of us have mentally put blocks and hurdles in front of us and not even realize it. First thing first, I strongly believe that faith without works is dead. You cannot ask, petition, pray, fast, and require something without doing the work for it. Meaning, if I say, for example, I want to be the best fashion designer in the world, then obviously I'm going to have to be sewing. I'm going to have to take classes. I'm going to have to be consistent. I'm going to have to be studying different type of fabrics and, learn the longevity of the wear. There's so much I have to do, and that's just an example. Fashion designing is not my calling, okay? But I know some great ones here up in Detroit who are amazing. If I want to be a chef, if I want to cook, let's say I don't take the typical route and I don't want to go to school, well, then I need to be cooking my butt off every day. I need to be practicing. I at least need to be getting, reading and learning what it is I need to know so that I can carry myself professionally and have longevity in my career. I'm noticing something in the air, and I don't know if it's because of COVID-19 happening or if it's just a time where everybody is really dissecting, analyzing, and looking within themselves and in their lives and at their decisions. But there is a stripping of illusion happening, and I'm here for it. The stripping of illusion is allowing us to see how we have been conditioned and how we have been trained. And yes, I said trained. Not just by our parents or by our parents' parents, but just by society in itself to have this attitude of the world owes me something. Or just feel this sense of entitlement, like, I've done A, B, C, D, E, I deserve to be here. And that's one point of view, and you may be completely accurate, but because a lot of us have different paths, a lot of us have callings that are beyond the material. A lot of us have spiritual obligations. A lot of us have things that we started and didn't finish, and yet we're sitting up here upset because we deserve this and we deserve that, but we didn't even finish the project we started back in 2015. Like, let's be real with ourselves. Let's be real with ourselves. You know, we tend to ask for more for less as humans. You know, perfect example. The first thing we do when we go to a store is look for a good deal. The first thing we do when we're dealing with a Black-owned business is try to critique how expensive or how much they should be charging. Why? Why? Why do we do that? Is it because Black small business owners are not respected as the major corporate ones? Or is it because we have been conditioned to hate on each other, to turn against one another, to not support and uplift one another for so long that we don't expect any excellence from anyone that looks like us? We want what they have to offer, but we want it for less. Why is that? Why is that? Why are we so heavy to critique our peers? Like, why is that? I know what I believe my reasoning is, okay? We can go back and we can talk about slavery, but let's be honest. For a lot of people, it's just pure comfort to be able to have something to say about somebody else, especially when your own situation not going right. I know somebody got mad at me at that moment, but you know what? It's the truth. A lot of times we are comfortable speaking on somebody else's situation because our own situation is not together. I cannot tell you how many people I've distanced myself from who are negative Nancys, okay? You know, you can't want more abundance and not want to work for it or not want to do what you need to do to draw it to yourself. You know what I'm saying? You're kind of meeting your destiny halfway. You know what I'm saying? You cannot reach your fate. You cannot reach your greatness. You cannot reach your, you know what I'm saying, your progress, the next level off of what you feel you deserve because of what you've been through. Trust me, I used to struggle with the victim mentality so bad. I mean, my childhood was a roller coaster, okay? But even in that, even in now and coming into myself now, I realized that a lot of what I went through, although it was not right morally, it was necessary. I would not be as strong as I am. I would not be as resilient as I am. I would not be as persistent as I am if I did not experience what I experienced, because I learned and I grew from each and every situation. And sometimes, unfortunately, there are things that happen to us that have nothing to do with us. Suffering for your parents' sins is a real thing, y'all. To my parents out there, to my parents who listen to my podcast out there, seriously, we got to get our shit together. Do you realize that all of the decisions we make, even if it's just for ourselves, it still has a trickle-down effect to the next generation? So if we are asking for more for less, if we don't believe in, if we walk around with a chip on our shoulder, we're walking around with a sense of entitlement, we're walking around feeling like, damn, haven't I done enough or haven't I gone through enough? I deserve A, B, C, D, E, and we're complaining. Guess what we're passing down? That is what we're passing down. Children are observant. I ask people this all the time. If you can go back to the time where you needed you the most in your childhood, what would you tell yourself? I've learned that I would tell myself that it's a bad moment, not a bad life. So much of the hell that I've been through has had hidden blessings in it. It's ridiculous. You want to know something that's crazy is that I used to be like, oh, the world should be rainbows and glitters and light and love and unicorns and everything should be peaceful and we should all sing kumbaya and get along and, you know, namaste. I got on my own nerves. Like, that's not realistic because we have duality. We have everything has an order. Everything has a balance. You get what I'm saying? You work for it, you get a check. you work towards it, you achieve the goal. You sit there, the goal is just going to sit there right along with your ass. Like, everything has a balance. The sun has the moon. The stars has the sky. Like, you know, there's water, there's land, there's trees, there's earth, there's oxygen, there's energy. Like, think about that. When we really look around at all of these beautiful aspects, you know, we see the truth. Duality is necessary. A lot of us have made decisions and we have made what we would call mistakes. I like to call it lessons or growing through, not going through, but growing through life. And we carry around the residue of the energy from the situation. And then what happens is we run into individuals or that same situation again and again and again, and we wonder why. I'm going to tell you why. It's because we haven't really healed. We haven't really let it go. We haven't really dealt with it head on. What we did is say some mantras, meditate, lit some sage, and thought it was gone. No. Listen, when you are trying to achieve your greatest success in life, a lot of the things you have to work on will be a consistent project. When you want to be a better individual, you don't stop working on you. You keep going. When you want to be a millionaire or a billionaire, you never stop working. You will consistently be working for the rest of your life. Why is that? Because even when you get to where you're going, you still got to do the work to maintain it. Let me say that again. Somebody needs to hear that. Even when you get to where you're going, you still have to maintain it. How dare I ask for a 5-bedroom, 4-bathroom house with a 4-car garage? Because for some reason, my husband loves cars, and I know we're going to need more than just, you know, one garage or just a garage that fit 2. That's neither here nor there. I'm just pointing that out because that's how men be sometimes. But how dare I ask for that? How dare I ask to have a garden and have all of these things that I want for myself, a business, so that I have a building or a storefront to do my readings and spiritual work out of? I'm asking for all of these things, but I can't even manage my day to day. That sounds backwards, don't it? It starts at home. Thank you, Spirit. It starts at home. We cannot continue to ask for more, for less. We have to give just as much. To whom much is given, much is required. There's no getting around that. Y'all already know how I feel when it comes to spirituality and religion. There's no judgment here. This is a no judgment zone. You know, I am blessed to have both of my grandparents still here. My grandma and my grandpa, they've been married forever. But they came here with nothing. Nothing. Like, nothing, y'all. From a whole other country. Nothing. And they took that nothing and made it into something. And no, it might not be a lot to most people, but it's their something. It's their level and mentality of success and achievement. It was to get out of poverty. It was to get out of what was going on at that time there and to come here and actually achieve that with no English. I'm sorry. Respect the man. Respect, as my grandpa would say. You got to respect that. But the one thing they have taught me is that you never stop working. My grandmother never stopped being a mother. She never stops. She actively takes her role seriously. She is probably one of the best managers in the world I know. I mean, that woman was working at GM. Still take get me and my brother to school on time, making sure our uniforms was pressed, making sure that food was done. We had lunch. If we didn't have lunch, we had money for lunch. Like, I mean, I remember getting up and sleeping in the back of my grandpa's Cadillac. You know, he was working at Ford at first. He got hurt. And then my grandmother ended up having to work. And she ended up going to GM. And I remember me and my brother would be so hyped because we get to take pillows and blanket in a car. And he had that old Cadillac. So, you know, it was room at the bottom. And we would lay there and we would sleep. But then once grandma got in the car and we heard her voice, we would wake up and we would just lay there in silence and just listen to her to talk to grandpa about how work was and what was going on. And the one thing I can honestly say is that I never recall her ever complaining about how hard she had to work. I never heard her complain about taking care of me and my brother at the time. Like, everything that's coming her way, I know that she's more than deserving of it. And she is, for me personally, a pure example of being persistent, being consistent, not having time to stop and let things consume you that doesn't work for your greater good. You know, I use them as an example because, you know, those of us who are born here, we kind of take advantage of what we did have. Not to say America has offered people of color the greatest things in the world, because we all know that's not true. And that's a whole series right there. That series might get me kicked off Anchor. And might get my podcast shut down if I go into that. Let's be honest. But in all honesty, we're just coming to a time where self-accountability is like the major thing we got to deal with in order to go to the next step. You know, nothing was perfect. Nobody is perfect. You know what I'm saying? But we got to patience. Patience is such a essential key to this. You want more? Cool. Absolutely wonderful. Nothing wrong with that at all. There's nothing wrong with wanting more for yourself. Where the problem occurs and where the frustration, the anger, the F it, I'ma just give up, or the I don't think I want to do this anymore, is the lack of patience, the lack of discipline, the lack of consistency, and more importantly, the lack of faith in yourself. Oh, okay, one more. The lack of spiritual alignment. I was going to be nice and not say that, but Spirit says say it. So I'm going to say it. We're operating out of the spirit of lack. Even some of the things we desire is out of the spirit of lack. And let's be real. Half of the shit that we accumulate in a lifetime is shit we can't take with us. Half of the shit we're accumulating that we are breaking our backs for are things that we wouldn't even be interested in if it wasn't promoted to us on the daily. You know, it's funny because I've witnessed people laugh at people who have less than them, and their bank account has been fatter than the ones that were laughing. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. I love my people, but my people will roast a person who they consider a square so quick, not realizing that that square might be the signature to their next opportunity, or the signature to that building they desire, or the signature to that loan they need to start their business. Y'all need to watch who y'all speaking on. Watch y'all mouths, especially when you're still yourself working towards your own goal. And this is the thing, that there's so many avenues that plays a role in this. You cannot be putting your mouth on other people. Stop speaking on other people's destiny. Stop speaking on other people's, you know, ideas. Oh, such and such opened a boutique. Good for her. At least she stopped being stagnant. There's somebody from my community who I really, really love and admire everything this girl is about. She know who she is. We ran into each other at MAC. And she showed some love and kept it pushing and went to get whatever she had to get. And I've heard people in my own community tear this girl down for whatever reason. I don't even care why at this point, because everything I heard was utter bullshit. You know, if it wasn't about her relationship, it was about how they think she feel about herself. Do y'all know how foolish we sound out here not liking somebody because we think that they feel that they're too good to deal with us? How do you know? Did you say hi? Did you introduce yourself? It's not hard. It's not hard at all. Hi, my name is Tiwana Johnson, and I see you got this boutique here. Do you carry my size, or do you cater to women that look like me? If you don't, do you have someone that does? And can I have a business card? Because, I do have some friends who can't shop here. Not a big deal. Everything ain't going to be for everybody. That's that sense of entitlement. Some people are going to have stores that cater to what they like and not what you like, and that's okay. But to this young lady who has been busting her ass heavy, especially like for the last 5 years that I have witnessed, this girl has done makeup. This girl has, done a boutique. She was selling headscarves at one point. And all I have to say to her is keep going. Keep going. Because while everybody is having something to say, she's still elevating. There's a couple of treat makers of people who make custom t-shirts and things like that in my neighborhood. Like, a lot of us share a lot of these same talents. We just got our own ashe on it. We got our own swag on it, as they would say. And instead of a united front, it's all this division and speculation. But you want more. How can you handle running an event planning business worth millions of dollars if you can't handle ignoring the naysayers now? Not dealing with the negativity now. Because guess what? The bigger the glow up, the bigger the test. I've said this time and time again on previous episodes. When we say we want something, we better be sure that's really what we want. We have to be careful what we pray for, because when it comes, you better be ready for it. The movies make us think that everything comes glittered and gold and perfect and it's just in your lap. No, we have to do the work. Doing the work will put you in alignment with the people that you need to rub elbows with. Some of you right now are working with people who you will be signing a lease with to open a salon or open a new business. Some of you right now know the individuals whose energy, specific energy, their vibe, their sense of business, their sense of, they have a strong spiritual discernment. They know what type of client you would prefer. Like, you guys got all type of marketers, people who do marketing in your circle and don't even know it. A lot of us are walking around with people who are good at fixing businesses that have failed and making them successful. Like, we're surrounded by everything we need, but we don't see it because we bought into the illusion. We bought into the illusion of entitlement. We bought into the illusion of, I gotta, rock Jordans and eat steak and lobster every day to be successful. What? Funny, because the ones that got that good wealth, and I ain't talking about could just pull out $1 million cash. I'm talking the one with assets. I'm talking the ones with investments. That ain't what they doing. That ain't what I seen them doing. The ones I keep my eye on, they have all type of nonprofits. They have entrepreneurial businesses, they have talk shows and they're doing interviews and they dress so regular. So regular. Clean, fly, but regular. Like, who decided what a successful person looks like? Because I can tell you there's no one successful person that looks alike. And let's be real. Everybody got a different background. Everybody got a different story. But we cannot continue to strive for more for less. I'll use marriage for an example. We can't want a good and healthy marriage and then not want to do the work to obtain and maintain a good and healthy marriage. Do you get what I'm saying? You can't want a garden, okay, but then not want to learn what it takes, not want to properly prepare for the garden you say you want. It's just no way of getting around it. So with that being said, before you say what you want, what you deserve, what you're worth, make sure you do a self-analysis and make sure that what you're saying and what you're doing is in alignment with where you're trying to go. And if at any time you find yourself minding business that does not pay you, refocus your focus and remember, you're trying to achieve a goal. You're trying to be somebody. You're trying to go somewhere. You're trying to do something with your life so that your kids don't have to struggle, so that your children don't have to ask for a loan. You're trying to put yourself in a position to be their best and greatest teacher of all. Stay focused. Tune out the noise and the distraction. And that's all I'm going to say on that. Moving on really quick, I want to talk about the value of just sitting still. There's a lot of things happening in the world that is, you know, it's really triggering a lot of people. Depression, suicide, domestic violence rates have gone up. Abuse rates are going up. We ain't gonna get started on the COVID-19 numbers. This is real, y'all. This is really real. And, you know, you could be here today and gone tomorrow. With that being said, you cannot afford to bullshit around. You cannot afford to live your day to day like it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? Not for those of us who's really trying to change our lives or just make improvements. And I wanted to take this last little bit of time to say this, to just encourage and just uplift, okay? It's not easy. When you are destined for greatness, when you are meant to be great, you have to understand your role will not be easy. It's going to come with rejection. It's going to come with some days, you know, the money is flowing in, everything's good. And some days, could have been better. But learn from it. Use that to fuel the fire that got you started in the first place. Remember your why. I cannot stress that enough. Whenever you are feeling discouraged about anything it is that you truly desire to do from the core of your soul, from the bottom of your heart, that you know you were hand selected to do, remember your why in the moments where you want to fold, in the moments where you want to give up, in the moments where you find yourself angry. Remember your why. Don't let those type of feelings consume you. It is normal to feel them. You are human. Everything's not going to be all smiley and peachy keen all the time. You are human and you're going to have moments where, you know, shit, you break down. But get back up. At some point, you got to get back up and you got to keep going. You know, it's funny. I told a client this the other day. Some of you are just one tier away from a breakthrough. Some of you are just one paycheck away from obtaining that house you want or that car you want. When you want to purchase something, what do? You work and you save, right? That's how we have to start looking at everything. Look at your life as a bank account, okay? Look at it that way. Put in there act as if you have everything you need, right? And everything you don't have, take it out. And then decide if it's a need or a want. We got to practice gratitude, y'all. We cannot get consumed by what's happening outside of us to the point that we forget to be grateful that we are still here, that we are still able individuals, that we are healthy, whole, and complete. And those of us who are trying to get there, we still here to be able to fight to get to that place. Let us not forget all of the things our ancestors have done, how they've paved the way for us, how they've left us instructions. We just ain't still enough to hear it. We're not connecting. We're not putting ourselves in a position of spiritual alignment. Let us not forget that some of us are mad because, oh, dang, now I can't go get this new truck. But you still got a car. Meanwhile, such and such got three jobs and got to catch the bus every day. how quickly we forget. And I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to leave it alone. Like, having a real understanding that life can happen to anyone. No one is exempt from life, you know, happening. What do I mean? From obstacles, from circumstances, from unforeseen forces coming their way, you know, from, you know, friendships turning bad, from a mate leaving them, any of that. Like, none of us are exempt from that. None of us. None of us. I don't care how much work you do. I don't care how hard you pray. We all got a test and a trial that we got to stand, that we have to go through, that we have to experience, that we have to, you know, in some way prove ourselves. We all have it. And I don't know about you, but what I will say is that when I look up, when the dust settles, I'm going to be standing. I am going to be grateful, but I'm also going to be confident and trust in myself and in my intuition and know that the moves that I am making are solid because I'm focused on me. And that is the attitude that we honestly all need to have right now. Focus on yourself. Some of y'all need to stop meddling in other people's businesses. Stop trying to sabotage people. Because while you out there trying to sabotage somebody else, realize that somebody's sabotaging you. And you're making it easy because you're sabotaging someone else. When you try to sabotage someone else, you do realize that people is going to look at you with a side eye, right? Not the person you're talking about. Be grateful for what you have. There is no competition. Your only competition is you. So if you're focused on being a better you, of doing the work so that you can get forward and you can achieve that goal, you have no reason to hate on the next person. I don't care if what they're doing is exactly like what you're doing. They can't do it how you do it. Because you're you. Your energy is your energy. The most amazing thing for me is watching cooking shows. And the reason why I love watching cooking shows, well, one, I love to cook, but it's also the fact that everybody can be given the same ingredients, right? But the outcome is so diverse. It's so versatile. It's so mind-blowing what people do with their food. The creativeness, the color, the combinations, the spices, the flavors, it's mind-blowing to me. I mean, I literally sit there stuck like, wow. I think about it in school, y'all. Y'all remember grade school? If you got told to draw a house, everybody's house looked different because everybody has a different vision, a different passion, a different zeal. We each have a destiny and we are all destined for greatness in our own right. The level of greatness does not matter. It's the fact that we are destined at all that we should be grateful for. And once again, this is all my opinion, my experience, me sharing it with y'all, you know, my revelations, you know, just sharing it with y'all. Nothing is fact. Nothing is fact because that's for you to figure out. But what I will say is that before your feet hit the floor, practice gratitude. When you first wake up, practice gratitude. If it's God, if it's Allah, if it's your ancestors, if it's your Orishas, if it's your Loas, whatever deity you are dealing with, whatever spirit you are dealing with, whatever path you are on, say thank you. Before you go to your altar to petition, like a lot of y'all work in these altars, but y'all not even being grateful for what your ancestors have done. Y'all not getting to know them. Know the history. Talk to your family. Interview your family members. You might find a connection of why you're into some of the things you do, even behaviors. Oh, but that's another episode. That is definitely another episode. All of you are more than capable of success, All of you are more than capable of being happy and being at peace. But no, it's not going to come easy because that's just not the world we live in. But what you can do is control the controllable. And the only thing you can control is yourself and your environment. Make your peace a priority. Make your goals a priority. And in doing that, you are showing your children how to go hard to get what you want. How to go hard to achieve greatness, to achieve success. You'd be surprised what your kids pay attention to. It may seem like they acting out and acting all crazy all the time. But you don't know that when they get up to go to the bathroom, they see you on a computer taking your classes and studying and doing your work. When they get up because their throat is dry and a little thirsty and they come in to grab some water, they see you in the kitchen getting them orders done. When they come to check on you, they see you in there sewing and making these masks and head wraps. They see you. And you may not get the acknowledgement now, but you will get it at some point. There's so many of you, and now I'm talking to my downriver community. There is so many of you who are so talented, but there are a lot of you that are so busy putting your mouth on the next person that you're missing out on opportunities and blessings, because don't nobody want to write a $50,000 check to somebody who's just going to run their mouths all the time about other people, their businesses, and what they're doing and how they should be doing it. Y'all excuse that in the background. I don't know if y'all can hear it, but my son is awake and he's making noise and being silly. He's 7 months, so bear with me. You know, he don't know to be quiet with mommy recording yet. But in all seriousness, like, you know, I mean, my thing is this. I feel like if you don't have nothing going for yourself, you damn sure should not be speaking on the next person. Period. Understand that some of you might be a veteran in the game, but it's going to be new people that's always coming because you got to go someday. So people are cultivating their gifts. People are going to be baking and cooking and building and landscaping. Like, we're the world is huge. There's so many people throughout the universe. Like, you guys got to understand that everybody is needed. Everybody is needed. Everybody is here for a reason. And it is not up to us to decide who stays, who goes, who should, who shouldn't. It is up to us to worry about what I should be doing or I shouldn't be doing. What I should be focused on or what I shouldn't be focused on. What I want my relationship to look like and not what such and such relationship should look like. We have to do the work. We have to realize that patience is really and truly a virtue. And there is no getting around patience. Because patience, along with time, is infinite. Patience can be quick. Patience can be fast, just like time can. Discipline. Self-control. The ability to look in the mirror and say, hey, I was wrong for how I went about that. I'm going to make sure I do better. Where is your focus at? And this brings me down to this. How bad do you really, really want it? How bad do you really, really want it? How bad? Because you really can't think it's going to come easy. And there are some people who have become overnight successes, and they'll tell you, like, yeah, it looks like I'm an overnight success, but you didn't see when I was in the studio for 10 years, or I was practicing this for 5 years, or, you know, we don't see everybody's story in its entirety. You know, we don't. We really don't. And that's why we can't be so quick to judge. We can't be so quick to judge. We, you know, everybody needs to sit their judgmental ass down somewhere and worry about themselves. I can't put it no other way. I can't put it no other way. Like, listen, don't miss out on your plate looking at somebody else's. Don't do it. Do not do it. You will kick yourself in the ass for that forever, and you would not like it. You ever meet, you know, somebody older who talks about how they shoulda, woulda, coulda all the time? Like, I don't want to be like that. That's a hell of a heavy resentment to carry. Let's stop missing opportunities. Let's stop missing, you know, moments where we can grow instead of being petty. Like, we're grown now. Listen, y'all, in reality, all of us almost damn near 40, my generation anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's time for a change. It's just time for us to do better. It's time for us to understand, once again, to whom much is given, much is required. We have to do the work. It don't matter what you want to do. You can find the easiest job in the world, and there's still going to be some level of work you have to do to achieve that title or achieve that success. Don't get wrapped up in the chaos, y'all. We're breaking cycles. We're breaking generational curses. We are changing the narrative. If don't nobody else have natural survival instincts, if don't nobody else know how to take nothing and make it into something, you cannot tell me it is not our people. Because historically, yeah, that's all I'm going to say on that. I digress. But historically, do your research. We built for this. Don't fold. Don't fold. Don't let the uncertainty put you in a place of paranoia and then you begin to make decisions irrationally. Don't fold, sis. Sir, continue doing what you're doing. You want to do landscaping? Shoot for it. You have nothing to lose. You want that music career? Guess what? Right now is the time. Everybody's sitting up there looking for something to listen to at night and watching these versus competitions anyway. Go ahead and go live and do your music, sir. I ain't looking at age. The age don't matter. Go for it. The fact that you're still here, listen, if you are still here, and you were granted the blessing of waking up this morning and you took a breath. Might have been a funky breath because, you know, morning breath, but you took a breath. That means you have another day and another moment to get it right. You go throughout your day, you get a little frustrated. That's okay. Take a few deep breaths and start again. Control. We have to watch how we react and respond to things because some things came in your path to distract you and throw you off your square so that you won't get to where you're going. And when that starts to happen, understand that just means, baby, that you're real close. That you're real close to getting where you're trying to go. And understand that the truth is, even when you get there, there's going to be more work to do. And that's all right for those of us who really want it. For though there's some people who want to get there, be comfortable, make investments, and live their best life and travel the world and learn about cultures and spirituality. And some people who want to just travel just because, that's okay. People are going to do what works for them. My whole point is for you to worry about what works for you. Control the controllable. Control the controllable. That's all you can do. Worry about yourself. You sitting around a circle of people and all they doing is talking about other people, change your company. Because misery loves company and my misery don't like company. It's very, 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 very important. I cannot stress it to you. To look in the mirror every day. Practice gratitude, y'all. Journal. You know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us are going through real things right now. Talk to somebody. You got a friend who got a good listening ear, hit her up. I tell you guys all the time, hit up my inbox. Y'all need to just vent. Let me know. I'll listen. Because I know how to cleanse myself and I know how to make sure I'm not carrying that energy with me. But I know what it's like to go through everything at once, like everything's hitting you at once and not have nobody there to to be in your corner. I understand that feeling very well. Most of my life has been that way. And little did I know, it was cultivating me for my purpose. And for that, I am grateful. I won't lie to y'all, that journey hurt like hell. But to know now why it was essential, I experienced every part of it. It is one of the biggest blessings of my life. And it is the reason I am here talking to you today. It is the reason why I do intuitive readings and why I offer guidance. Because we all need a little bit of guidance. We all need direction sometimes. And it's okay. Y'all keep striving for success. Keep going. Keep thriving. There's so many of y'all doing beautiful things out here. My Downriver community, get it together. Because other communities, the reason they're thriving is because they support one another. They uplift one another. And they know how to link up and get that money and get that coin together. They have an understanding. They see the bigger picture. You want to link up with somebody? Link up with somebody. It don't hurt to ask. What's the worst they could tell you? No. That just means you're going to keep doing what you're doing until you meet the person that's meant to be on that path with you. At some point, we all need a team. At some point, the bigger the success, the bigger the responsibility. Stop asking for more for less. And make sure you're ready for the things that you are asking for. Practice gratitude, you know. Do your yoni steams. Do your meditations. Keep your thoughts pure. Keep your heart pure and keep your hands clean. That's all you can do. But I believe in all of you. If you got off course, get back on course. It's not too late. It's never too late. With that being said, I appreciate you guys for listening. More importantly, please keep in contact. Any comments about the episodes, like I said, Instagram, Twitter at the Goddess Lounge Podcast for readings. You know to go to highlights on Instagram, click on that little circle, and it will give you all of the details. Listen, I'm coming back with multiple episodes. When the series starts, the episodes will be spread out a little bit further because I'm going to be doing more lives and doing more things with that. So stay tuned, guys. But more important, keep your head up and trust in yourself and trust in your own intuition and understand that you were not built to fold. Don't fold. And don't ask for more when you can't do the less. Do the less. Master that. And just watch how things flow for you. Get out of your own way and get out of your own head. You got this. So what? You got distracted. You got a little off focus. It's cool. Now refocus your focus, mute your distractions, and get busy. Because to whom much is given, much is still required. With that being said, peace, love, lights to you guys, and I will see you next episode. Bye.